Gary, the girls were good against Adelaide, but do they need to be better in a grand final against Adelaide?
Yeah, look, I think so. I think it's, you know, we still haven't peaked yet. I think we show glimpses of the team that we can be, and we've got better each week at different things, and I think it's, you know, to a certain extent, that's a plus. I think we've won big games without playing our best basketball yet, and we're getting better each week with playing with and off Lauren. I think she's getting better each week, and you know, it's just unfortunate for us that we start so late in the season with our preparation, because we come in from offshore and all that sort of thing. But I guess it's why we start peaking at this time of year. And if ever there's a great time to peak, then it's in the championship game.
Sharpie, about this being a defining moment for the Capitals, for their future as well. Do you see it that way? Is it a...
Yeah, look, I think if I look back over the Capitals' history and I guess, you know, in particular just the amount of time that I've been here, because it's what I've been a part of and it's what I know. I think there's been a few defining moments. I think, you know, perhaps in a sense we had success too soon to really achieve the things that I've been talking about. But I think any success is great success. And as purely as a coach, you want to win championships whenever you can get them, regardless of the media exposure or the sponsorship. You want those in the trophy cabinet. But I think if you're talking big picture, I think as far as the professionalism of our program and us being a part of the sporting landscape in Canberra, I think this probably is one of the critical defining moments of our future. If we can win that championship, I think it can really springboard us into great new things come the next two or three years. And certainly that's my hope. Having said that, if we lose, I don't think it's going to be a major disaster either. I think the character that this team's shown this year and with the continued, you know, media exposure we get, sponsorship support, community support, I think we can still move forward in a direction that I think women's basketball should go in this town.
So that if you win this week, you can sort of project a bigger and better things in the next two or three years. If Lauren leaves, as possibly expected, what is next? What is the bigger and better things down the track that a premiership, a championship could bring the Caps?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think as we've always said, you know, this team isn't just about Lauren Jackson. We're fortunate that we've had the best player in the world. And credit to this city and to our ball club that we've kept it here. You know, not many other teams in the league could do that, and not many other cities would choose to do it because they don't have the profile that we have in their city. So I think it's, you know, Lauren's been massive for the profile of our program, but we've shown Alana Beard we can get. You know, we have pulling power for various reasons, and I think that it's not just about one-star player. I think, you know, Lauren's massive for us, there's no question, but I think we're showing that the game is great to watch. You know, with or without Lauren, this team's got, you know, it plays a great style, we've got depth, we've got character, it's great sport, and I think, you know, we'll always find ways to attract star players, talented players, young Opals, young stars, US imports. We'll find a way to put a great team on the floor. It may not have Lauren Jackson in it, it may, but if it doesn't, it'll have some other star quality.
Will it have Cara Graff in it? I mean, your contract's up at the end of this year. What have you sort of contemplated things at the moment, or...?
I think those things are always in the back of your mind when you're at the end of a contract, or, you know, but right now at the fore of my mind is winning this championship, and until this weekend's over, you know, I mean, I'm thinking about it. I've had chats with One Basketball Canberra, and obviously, you know, there's other things for me to consider, but, you know, like I've said before, if I put things out there publicly, I don't often walk away from them, but, you know, I'd like to see a dream fulfilled in this city, and I'd like to be a part of that, whether it's, you know, in the next year or two or sometime down the track. I'd like to see that come to fruition from afar or as a part of it, because I think this truly is one of the cities that can set the pace for women's sport in this country.
You spoke about peaking before, that the team hasn't peaked yet. With the starting five that you got, if they peak on Saturday, have they the potential to blow Danny off the court?
I don't think you can go into a game and project what the scoreline's going to be, but, you know, if we haven't fired on all cylinders yet, and if we do, I think that's scary. You know, I think we've got the potential to really get rolling. So have Dandenong. I mean, they fired on all cylinders on us before Christmas and blew us off the floor, you know. So I think teams in big games, anything can happen, you know, and basketball is such a game of momentum. You can turn around and suddenly be 15 up and then turn around in another 5 minutes and be six down. You know, it's that, the momentum swings that quickly. It's like a storm blowing in, you know. And it's how well you can weather those storms as to what happens with the scoreline. So, I mean, our focus is just on winning it. We just got to take the game as it comes, and who knows what's going to happen. But, you know, like I said, we haven't fired on all cylinders yet, and it'd be pretty special if you could get that done in the big game.
Sorry, I just wondered whether or not success this weekend would have any bearing on whether or not you stay here in Canberra.
I got to say, I mean, you don't, you know, emotionally after the game, you'd probably go, right, that's it, I'm, you know, I'm staying, I'm making sure we get this thing done. But, you know, you have to balance your emotions with reality and the whole picture. And so, you know, winning or losing won't make the decision for me. You know, it's a whole lot of other factors that I need to consider about, you know, lifestyle as far as, you know, finances, my coaching future, where that is, and whether realistically it can get done in this town, you know. Am I fighting the wrong battle, you know? So, you know, when I've got the time next week to sit down and put all those things down on paper and clear my head and say, well, okay, could this really happen in 3 years? Could we get this thing done? You know, if I think I'm barking up the wrong tree, then it's probably not something that I'll choose to do. So it's, you know, all those factors have to be considered, and, you know, win or lose, that won't make the decision for me.
I guess when you're negotiating 2007, having on the CV 2006 championship coach doesn't hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't, but I think I'm more to the program than championship wins, and I think, you know, I know One Basketball Canberra would love another championship, and so would I, but I, you know, great programs don't base it on, you know, whether you win or lose a championship. We've had great success, and it's, you know, it's like our players. We don't, you know, we don't keep Lauren because she's a great scorer. She does so many other things. So I think it's the totality of what you bring to a program and the specialties that you bring that keep you in a job. You know, didn't work for me in Phoenix, but here it's a different story.
You've suffered all year from what Coach Brown used to call 30-minute syndrome. It's been frustrating for you, I know. How do you cure that in a week?
I think that's the thing. We've chipped away at it. You know, it's, you know, we'll have a great first quarter, we'll have a great last quarter, we'll have a great 15 minutes or a great 20. And I think that's part that a lot of it for us this year, because it hasn't been the nature of our teams in the past, is because of our preparation and the in and out of our team. You know, we haven't had the team that we have right now. We've only had together for 4 weeks, 5 weeks. You know, and with limited practice time because of Lauren's injury. So, you know, I think it's not a typical situation. That's not who Canberra have been in the past. We haven't been a quarter-by-quarter team. We've really learnt as a group how to play momentum, and I think it's just been the nature of our season. We've had more struggles probably than we've ever had before, certainly in the seasons I've been here. So I think it's time for us. I think we understand it. It's just a matter of learning the lessons from each of those, particularly the last three games. I think they were, you know, they were all playoffs, even our last game against Dandenong. So I think it's a matter of taking on board each component that happened in those games and why it happened, and putting it out on the floor and executing that on Saturday.
Has any team ever won it from third place
before? When Sydney beat us,
they were fourth.
Yeah, I don't trust those WNBL stats. We got Donalof Hagen's a leading rebounder for us on 2005-2006, so I wouldn't be trusting those stats.
Just on an announcement, Gary, do you expect anything next week from the club perspective? I mean, sponsorship-wise, future-wise, are we looking at perhaps next week for a couple of announcements? Or, I know there were a lot of suits running around yesterday. Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love nothing more than to come home with a championship and have Transact saying, hey, we're back on board. You know, I think that would be the start of the springboard. I think that would just be a massive boost for where we want to take the program. And, you know, and I think then potentially a lot of things fall in place behind that. You know, I think that's a critical factor for us. And, you know, I know we're deep into negotiations with Transact. And I know, as always, I'm hopeful that they'll jump on board. It's been one of the best sporting partnerships, you know, in this city and certainly nationwide, I think. So I think that'll be, you know, I'd like to think that'll be the first thing that hits, and like I said, a lot of things follow from that.
Time-wise, your bench, probably this has been the most used bench you've ever had here at Canberra, and that also must be reassuring going into the grand final too, that you can rely if someone on the court's just not quite there, you can rely on your bench to pick it up.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's, you know, I think we've had different bench depth at different times. You know, I go back to the early years, Kelly Abrams came off the bench for us. I mean, it's pretty tough when you've got someone of that talent coming off the bench for you. And, you know, look, I think Angela Marino as a young Olympian, you know, I think that says she can play in big games. You know, clearly to have Tracy Beattie, who's had the season of her career, come off the bench for us is massive in the big department. And then, you know, our local players, Nat Hurst and Nerida Cooper, they've sat on the bench for 4 or 5 years. You know, you know, they can, Nerida Cooper showed it, in 47 seconds she makes a massive free throw and she almost comes up with a steal down the stretch. So I think the fact that they've sat on the bench in big games and they've been there and they've been thrown in at critical moments has them ready and the team ready to say, well, if we go deep into the bench, we're okay.
All the best.
Thank you.